wanted to follow on, though, from something that we did yesterday on the show. We played you the news clip from Donie O'Sullivan, CNN journalist. His piece looking into the new technology that's out there, it's called deep fake voice calls. Essentially, you can fake anyone's voice now through a computer program, computer algorithm. It's widely available that they can take a recording of somebody's voice, and then you can actually play it to someone down a phone. You might remember that piece yesterday where Donnie generated his voice to a computer, typed in what to say, which means you can put your words into anyone else's mouth if you're good at doing this. And he rang his parents in Cara Sabine to see would they notice the difference. So there might be a challenge facing the world of AI. Though, will it be able to understand, the question is, the Kerry accent? And that's what he said during that piece. His Kerry accent kind of was a little bit too much, a little bit, but only a little bit too much for the computer. But the terrifying thing about this is it is developing and it is getting better all the time. Now, it reminded us of a piece which John Drummy did back way back in 2006 on Kerry Today, when callers told him they were having trouble getting through to Aircom, as it was called then. We might be 2023 now, that might have been 2006. There still had been problems up until very recently getting through to Air, as the company's called now. But they were having trouble getting through to Aircom, as was called in, as the automated service couldn't understand the Kerry accent. You had to speak to a machine effectively when you rang through to get through to the various different sections. And the accent was giving the computer or the machine trouble. John decided to test it for himself. Have a listen.
Thank you for calling Aircom. This call is free of charge, and calls may be monitored to ensure quality of service. To help you with your query, I need some details from you. And if I can't help you, I'll put you through to the right person. Which of the following most closely describes the reason for your call? Service inquiry, order update, bill inquiry, fault report, or telephone book? You can also say repeat or say help to learn more about your options.
Help.
If you have a sales inquiry, is this correct?
No.
My mistake. I didn't understand you. Please say either service inquiry, order update, bill inquiry, fault report, or telephone book.
Fault report.
You said that none of these options sound suitable for your query. Is that correct?
No.
I'm sorry. I seem to have trouble understanding you. Don't worry. I can transfer you to someone who can help. To make sure I put you through to the right person, please say either service, accounts, false, or telephone book. If you're not sure, just stay on the line.
I don't know. Hello?
Help. So that your call can be transferred to the right place for your query, I need you to choose one of the following options. So, for a service inquiry, say service, or press 1. For an account inquiry, say accounts, or press 2. For a fault inquiry, say false, or press 3. For a telephone book inquiry, say telephone book, or press 4. For all other inquiries, just hold, and I'll transfer you to someone who can help.
Mary, I don't know which one to press here. Huh?
You'd like to speak with a customer service representative. Is that correct?
What?
Sorry, I can't tell whether you said yes or no.
Yeah, there you go, and on it went. And that's the Kerry accent when it comes up against the computers of 2006 and the automated answering services of Aircom in 2006. You can see how it could all go badly wrong. But the technology, the artificial intelligence of 2023, a different kettle of fish. Give us your review on that. Are you still having trouble with automated services in 2023? Do you have similar examples?